Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Monday afternoon. We are joined by Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray, as there's no update on the Riders, so we don't have to hit the stinger. It's okay, Scott. I can see the trigger finger ready to go. But the schedule does come out tomorrow in the Canadian Football League. Who do you think they're going to play Labor Day weekend, Britton?
Probably the Lions.
Okay.
I mean, CFL schedule, a lot of these things are set, especially when you look at the Labor Day Classic. You know, you'll have the rematch the next weekend against the Bombers. I'm intrigued. The Riders were gifted a great schedule this year. This past season was one of the best schedules you could have asked for in terms of breaks, bye weeks spread out, and stuff like that. Does that continue? And also, where does the extra home game kind of come into play here? Is there going to be an entire month of Rider football at Mosaic Stadium?
That's a good point, because they got to move the games in Toronto and in BC because of the...
So the Riders get a home, so an extra home day. They do have the preseason game at Griffith Stadium, mm-hmm. Saskatoon. A reminder to that one. That's coming up. But I want to know what their home opener is going to be. The season should always open with a Grey Cup rematch. I think it should be game one.
I like that.
Grey Cup rematch. The CFL's kind of gone away from that a little bit.
The NFL, they didn't do it this year, right?
But it's always the Super Bowl champion. The Super Bowl unveils there, for the most part, anyways.
I like the matchup of the team just lost to or won.
Britton, what do you think?
I like the Grey Cup matchup because I think it would be impossible for the CFL schedule makers, because of when free agency falls, how quickly that does, to do it like the NFL does, which is, where's a major storyline we can really highlight? Yeah. How great would it have been if the first game of the season after Cody Fajardo left was him against the Riders? Marquee matchup. You can't do that in the CFL because you never know where guys are going, where the movement is. Have the Grey Cup matchup kick off your season as it should be, because
100%.
The Riders want to show off what they've done, and the team that just lost, mm-hmm. the Alouettes, they'll want to come and have a little bit of measure of revenge against the Riders.
I have a question about the bye weeks in past years. And looking at the bye weeks for some of the other teams this year, the Riders definitely got...
Well, yeah, they had like five games and a break, and five games and a break, and four games and a break, and four games and a break. Last year, the year before, I forget, they had two bye weeks in the final 5 weeks of the season. It was the
they had a week
thing.
One bye 1 year. There was the final week bye. I get every team needs it, but especially when the Riders were kind of waiting to see if they would make playoffs or not that 1 year, like without even playing.
11 straight weeks without a bye, and you're like, they do run down and battered and bruised.
They do attempt to try to spread those out for the most part, do they not?
They try. It'll be interesting how convoluted the schedule is, though, with BC on the move to Kelowna and Toronto just opting not to have any games, home games. They're just going to play in away stadiums. Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, and Ottawa. Is there Hamilton?
Hamilton. I know it wasn't Hamilton, because a lot of people were like, why? I mean, it might be Hamilton. Why go to your rivals to do that?
It was whatever.
Do you think that played any role in Dinwiddie deciding to cut bait?
No. I think what is happening is because of why Dinwiddie left is what you're seeing. It's a complete overhaul. Like, by John Murphy, like, Dinwiddie didn't want any of the noise anymore. He wanted to get out of there. If you're not going to fix it, and then I think they called his bluff, and he left, and they went, okay, we got to. And then all the coaches said, no, I don't want to work in this. And it was like, okay, we have to fix everything before we're going to be taken seriously again. That's what I think. But the schedule in the Canadian Football League comes out tomorrow. Okay, another issue for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Trevor Harris is signed. We know this. 1 year deal, 2026. Tommy Stevens signed through 26-27. Jake Mayer, Jack Cohn, unsigned right now. Who should be number two for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders next season? Let's start with the incumbent, Jake Mayer. Britton, what do you think?
Should he be the number two?
Do you bring him back? Did you see enough?
I think you do bring him back. but I want to see a competition for number two, because maybe Jake Mayer, well, who are the options? Who are the options out there? Trey Ford might be available if Edmonton moves off them. Do you want to go with him? Who knows? Drew Brown and Ryan Dinwiddie, is that what happens there? Do they go out and get Nick Arbuckle? Does Dinwiddie bring in his own guy? Who could possibly shake loose somewhere? You've mentioned Taylor Powell a few times. You really like him. You bring Jake Mayer back, if he wants to come back, to be the baseline. If no one can prove they're better than Jake Mayer in training camp, well, you have to go back with Jake Mayer. But you want to bring someone in who can prove they're better. You want to constantly have the competition there. So I like bringing Jake Mayer back, bring back Jack Cohn, getting another guy, and having an open competition and seeing who is your best option.
Out of the free agents right now, the potential free agents, McLeod Bethel Thompson, I think everybody's going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Caleb Evans, injury prone. Shea Patterson, did that, done that. Tyree Adams, I believe, will probably be brought back to Ottawa. We'll see. Dustin Crum, maybe. Matthew Schiltz, veteran guy. I really like Taylor Powell. I looked it up. Taylor Powell threw for 3 touchdowns, 300 yards in a game against Corey Mace's defense. Sometimes that sticks with a coach and goes, oh, I remember when he knocked my defense for a big game. I really like Taylor Powell, but I think Hamilton should lock him up still as their future. And when you come to the other guys, Cody Fajardo, but Edmonton's going to re-sign him. That's about it. There's not that, wow, bring that guy in.
Is Trey Ford a free agent?
No.
But he might be asking for to be moved because he wants to be a starter. Is there deficiencies in Jake's? Like, what are you seeing, Britton? Are you seeing a guy that?
It's really tough to say with Jake Mayer because he wasn't given a whole lot of runway. And the games he played, like against BC, they ran the ball a lot. Jake Mayer at least didn't lose them a game, but at no point did he wow. Did he come out and say, okay, this is a guy who's going to lead this team? That's why I'm okay with bringing him back. He didn't lose the secondary spot. It's not like you need a move off of him, but he didn't exactly show me enough where I don't want to bring someone else in to challenge him for that spot.
There's a risk reward when you make any of these decisions, right? So people are having these conversations behind the scenes about that quarterback room. I think you're going to lean a little bit more on the risk of bringing somebody you don't know into that locker room as a whole. Am I wrong?
I'm also looking at I am looking at 2027. Like when I say Taylor Powell, I'm not saying just for 2026. Like you need a plan. And I know Curtis Rourke, and he's going to be practicing now with the 49ers, and they drafted him, and maybe he shakes loose. But you can't bank on it. You can't have a guarantee. We think we're going to get Curtis Rourke. And it might be 2 or 3 years before he might shake loose of the NFL, if he does at all. So you got to have a plan. And Taylor Powell's that age where you're going, okay, he's shown signs. He's now learned from Bo. He's now learned from Scott Milanovic. What can we do? He's the most intriguing QB prospect for me out there who has CFL experience. Right now is Taylor Powell, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Though Shane just texted, if you're trying to win next year, you re-sign Jake Mayer and have the same QB room and run it back.
Yeah, I think they're going to lean that way just based on the success that they had this year. And, you know, do you want to upset the apple cart?
And I know we talk a lot about Jake Mayer, and he's been in the league. We've seen it. He's still a young quarterback in terms of CFL quarterbacks. Cody Fajardo had to wait until he was 29, 30 for his first start. He has starting experience, still a young guy, can still learn. I think that's why you're intrigued by still what Jake Mayer can bring you. You don't want to move off him quite yet.
I am by far not an expert, but the few times that I did go to practice, I was very surprised at the strength of Jack Cohn's arm. Like, he's got a bomb on him. I mean, obviously, that's not the be-all, end-all, but you've got a guy there that a potential this year's third, that's got a big arm. You don't want to let that go away. Am I wrong?
No. Jack Cohn, I think you absolutely you try bring back.
Keep him.
Yeah, absolutely. I would, but it's going to be interesting.
In this league,
where Jake Mayer
the quarterback's
also,
getting hurt.
Does Jake Mayer want a better shot at a number one, knowing, well, Trevor's here. I'm not going to play. maybe he sees something else somewhere else that he has a better shot. 1-877-332-8255. Also, tomorrow here on the Green Zone, Craig Reynolds is going to join us here in a studio, the president and CEO of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, for a little year-end visit. Ask the president of the Rough Riders, what's a question we need to fire at Craig Reynolds tomorrow when he joins us in studio? 1-877-332-8255. Britton, any advice for the host? If you're going to ask Craig Reynolds one question and one question only, what would it be?
I think you have to ask if the winning has translated to season tickets and ticket sales.
Ticket sales?
Because they were winning. First place for a lot of the season. Only two sellouts.
Well, put down, will the Green Zone be able to get a spot for the tailgating next year, too? That's just... write that down. 1-877-332-8255. Send us the questions. What would you want us to ask President Craig Reynolds of the Grey Cup champion Saskatchewan Rough Riders tomorrow when he joins us pretty much at this time on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM? Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Tomorrow, President and CEO of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Craig Reynolds, will be popping in a year-end interview, wrap up 2025, look ahead to 2026. Wayne, what would you fire at Mr. Reynolds if you had the chance?
If I had the chance, I would ask him, would he be open to having some kind of entertainment at halftime? Real entertainment, having...
Whoa, that tribute Guns N' Roses band, that was...
Oh, no. Having all the young kids around the area, they come and they compete for a kick, throw, and...
Punt. Oh, the pass, punt, kick contest?
Yeah, in some parts of the U.S.
Back in the day, I think they did, yeah.
It's one of the biggest things.
Well, that it's interesting. I know halftime entertainment is a... thing that they always send out stuff to season ticket holders. I don't know if they send it to anybody who's got an email who's registered for a ticket on surveys. And that's always a question. How can we improve the game experience? What do you want to see? All those things. More dog races at halftime. I think mutton busting's done. I think that was a one and done after the one sheep got out of there and the one kid got hurt. I think that was...
I shouldn't.
Were you there for that one last year?
I do remember something.
You would have
happening.
Seen the video of it where the mutton busting and the kid fell off and then he got hurt and then all the other kids didn't want to do it because they saw him get hurt and they're like, pass. And then the sheep got away and ran down the field and then a couple of rider staff had to rein it in.
Wow.
I mean, I'll tell you, that was entertaining.
We can get into the conversation about the halftime show, but I think we got to negotiate it. Like, you got to ease that in, right? You can't
but
go, hey,
it is
Craig,
about it
your
is about
halftime
investing.
Shows
it is about investing
awful.
Money. It is about investing
it
money.
It is. It's about money. It's
and about. Will they see the as big a bang for the buck as Amar Doman does in BC? Because Amar Doman's bringing in some big acts. Edmonton's done it as well.
Well, and here's the other thing too, right? They're doing quite well as far as ticket sales go when mm-hmm. you compare it to the rest of the league.
Absolutely.
Okay? Are you going to find it in the budget to bring in, throw more money at how much of it? Like, it's got to have a payoff. And so you're getting away mm-hmm. with the Kiss cover bands and the Guns N' Roses cover bands. You're getting away with it right now because guys are still going, people are still buying tickets. How much more bang for your buck are you going to get as a guy that runs exactly. an organization by bringing in, I don't know, Trooper? Actually, Trooper would be awesome. Bring Trooper back. I'm talking the original Trooper.
Anyway. But that's just it. And those are some of the things. So what questions would you fire at the president and CEO? Let us know. 1-877-332-8255. Well, good Monday afternoon. I'm Jamie. He's Locker. This is the Green Zone. Belton Johnson coming up. We have a few things to discuss with Belton Johnson. the National Football League, the state of the NFL. We haven't talked to him since Trevor Harris signed his contract extension with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And we also have to talk to him about the NCAA football playoff bracket that excluded Notre Dame, and the Fighting Irish are saying, pound sand, we don't want to play in any of your meaningless bowl games. You jack wagons in the NCAA, we're going to stay home, says Notre Dame. They thought they should have been one of the 12. They were one of the 12. And then in the final ranking, they got bumped out for Miami and Alabama. And they're mad about it. Does Belton agree? Although there's a lot of people saying the NCAA rankings system is just a complete schmozzle right now and needs to be fixed, as they've been saying year after year after year after year. But a lot coming up with Belton Johnson.
Where would you put him?
Notre Dame? Well, if you're in the top 12 and you don't play a championship game, and one of the teams loses that gets put in, I would be a little upset. I'd be a little upset. Like Indiana, they win, they beat Ohio State. And you're going, wait a second. And then in this SEC, because Notre Dame doesn't get a game, right? They're an independent. They don't have that conference championship game to play in. And I'm a little surprised they were left out, because Notre Dame is big ratings. They're one of the most popular universities in the United States.
They're a little like the Rough Riders.
So not having that, I'm a surprise that they're not there. But we'll get Belton's take on that. Also, the Ole Miss takes on Tulane in the playoffs. But then they draw Georgia if they win. We'll see if Belton likes the draw for the Rebels in the NCAA playoffs.
I'm cheering for Ole Miss.
Oh, me too.
Big time.
Absolutely.
With the whole coaching schmozzle, I want that team to go in and just...
Not a big fan of Lane Kiffin.
Shock and awe.
Less of a fan after the stuff he said in the media since his departure to LSU, so... I love the scenario of Ole Miss winning the national championship, sending Lane Kiffin a ring box that's empty. I just love that image of going, hey, coach, here's a ring box. Open it up. Yeah, it's empty. Pound sand. I'd love that for them. But right now, here on the Green Zone, we're going to open up the fan line, talk more National Football League as the AFC looks to be up for grabs now that the Kansas City Chiefs' record is 6-7.
Don't throw things at
me. I'm going to start collecting things that I can throw at you on this side of the board.
Yes, the Chiefs lose. Their record is 6-7. Which I'm sure the kids will enjoy, unless they're Chiefs fans. But it looks like their playoff chances are down to like 14%. Right? Like they're almost slim to none getting to the playoffs. They have been consistently in the Super Bowl year after year after year for the most part. So it's open season on the AFC Championship. Who do you think is going to win the AFC Championship? I think it's down to 7 teams. Sorry to the Colts. You lose your quarterback. I know you have a good record. You're out.
7.
Or 6. 6 or 7 teams.
Oh, good Lord.
Maybe leave the Steelers out, too.
You haven't got the Colts? You're excluding the Colts?
The Colts without Daniel Jones with the... I'm sorry. I think they're toast. Their defense isn't good enough. I want them to be there. I like the story, but
so you got Houston, you got the Chargers, you got Buffalo, you got Pittsburgh, you got Jacksonville, you got New England, you got Denver.
The current 7 teams in the playoff spot. I think those hold. I think those are going to be your 7 teams. Out of those 7, I'll give you $100 free money, not literally. I'm not actually going to give, but if theoretically you were given $100 to make a bet, who would the bet go on to win the AFC championship game? I'm going with the Houston Texans. Locker, are you going to be the homer here today?
Well, I want the Bills to get through, but it's also, I have to be realistic, it's the Bills. they find new and exciting ways of disappointing their fans. It's a Buffalo team. I can't get behind New England. I'm sorry. I'm curious why you're not seeing Denver come in more. This is a team that, I don't know, man, they've been rolling.
Yes, they have.
And it's not like they're winning easy games. Wow, the Raiders.
I don't know about Bo Nix and Drake May in there. I know CJ Stroud is not that like a old veteran either. He's a young quarterback. It's the Texans defense.
But the
Broncos
are the one team that's beaten the Texans in the second half of this NFL season.
1-877-332-8255. Who do you pick out of the AFC to be in the Super Bowl? We asked this question to Cordell Woodland earlier. He covers the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have just one pick, to be honest with you, because this is a weird year. It's all over the place. It's all over the place, and they say it all the time, but every time you think about it, it becomes more and more true. It's a week-to-week league in the NFL. It really is. It really is. Who looked great last week may look like absolute crap this week, and then they can go back to looking like a true contender next week. It's just the way that it's gone. I am starting to buy the Patriots. It's taking me a while to come around on them, but I am starting to buy the Patriots. I think their defense needs to sharpen up a little bit more, but I like what Drake May has done out there. I like that he has spread the ball around. That offensive line is held up, and they're running the ball consistently enough.
So his first thought was the Patriots. He also did add the Houston Texans because of that defense as well.
I think the Patriots have had too easy of a schedule. I don't want to disregard an 11-2 record.
Well, they take on the Bills. What if they beat the Bills this weekend? If they beat the Bills this weekend, I might.
You got them in there?
They go 2-0 against Buffalo?
Yeah.
And then
I think the Bills find a way of winning.
It's starting to look like maybe that AFC championship has to go through Foxborough in the winter. That's going to be a tough road trip. 1-877-332-8255. Who do you think, with 4 weeks left, is going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? Tonight, the Chargers might make a statement with the Eagles. I would put the Chargers out of all those playoff teams at 6. I would have the Steelers at 7 on my depth chart of teams. The Jags, probably 5. And then you're going to the top 4, the Bills, the Broncos, the Patriots, the Texans.
What's the Steelers' schedule look like for the rest of the?
It's not terrible. I think they have a game against the Lions.
They got the Dolphins this weekend. Right?
Another game against the Baltimore Ravens coming up at the end of the year. Yeah, they have the Lions, the Dolphins, the Browns, and then they end with the Ravens. 1-877-332-8255. Who's your pick to come out of the AFC now that it looks like the Chiefs are leaving the door open for a different team to appear in the Super Bowl for the first time in 4 years? Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone as our game of the night is tonight's Monday night. Are the Eagles and the Chargers a huge game?
This is a big game
for both these teams and their playoff implications. The Eagles in the NFC, of course, and the Chargers, one of the 7 in the AFC, battling for playoff spots. We're debating which AFC team is going to replace the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl to represent the AFC this year. Rick, who do you think's going to get her done?
It's got to be the Bills.
All right, Rick, I can get behind that.
They haven't put that Josh Allen running back offense in yet, so we'll put the backup quarterback in, and he can just run for 400 yards, so it'll be good beating the Pats in the AFC final.
Oh, Bills, Pats in the AFC final. So Rick is saying the Bills will do it.
They
have the best quarterback.
I can see Rick that coming to fruition.
I'm not sure they have the defense. Like Josh Allen, like he did yesterday against a bad Cincinnati team,
there are
had to score
the
over 30 points.
Yeah.
And when you if you take on the Texans, you're not scoring 30 points, but the Texans offense might score 30 against you.
I like the way they have I like the way they've used James Cook this year. As much as that offense has been sort of hit and miss in given weeks, I do appreciate the fact that he is at least a bigger part of the overall offensive picture for that team. And you know what? I don't know. The Bills have struggled with the defense this year. I don't know if there's anything that they can do to fix that. So they're going to have to go into the playoff. I think a lot of Bills fans. Rick seems very confident, but I think a lot of Bills fans are very leery about this team going on a Super Bowl run this year.
And again, they put up 39 points against the Bengals. Their leading wide receiver. Had two catches for 21 yards. That was Gabe Davis, who's been back with the Bills for like 4 weeks.
They have had some injuries issues on the receiving end, right?
Like James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox. Those are your top three receivers for the Bills. The Bills are going to win with double tight end sets, run the ball, get Josh Allen into space, hopefully break down the secondary, and maybe find like the ridiculous throw he made to Khalil Shakir for the touchdown yesterday. He is the best quarterback in the AFC playoffs.
Yes.
I don't think nobody's going to debate me and win that debate.
But you haven't got a defense that's going to steal you games, right? Unless it's a Bengals 3 and whatever they're at.
Oh, they're terrible. So that's going to be the question. And we're going to find out some answers. You know it. It's going to be one of our games this week to pick from, Locker. Bills Patriots in New England this Sunday. Another monster game for these two teams. Because if the Bills get this one, then it gets a little dicey for the Patriots to try to keep their head above water with the Ravens coming up. And the Dolphins, I know they have the Dolphins at the end of the season. Everybody's like, Dolphins are a walk. The Dolphins have won 4 straight games. Yes, against a lot of bad football teams, but the Dolphins look like a team, especially their defense, who are playing a little bit better. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Bill says, man, the Texans were so tough against my Chiefs last night, so I'm going to say Houston will be the team coming out of the AFC. The Bills need to take advantage of the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bengals not in the playoffs this year. This is the best opportunity they've ever had, and that is true.
Well, especially true. With how the AFC has played out this year. And that's why I'm so disappointed about the sort of up and down season the Bills have had. Even though that it's a winning season, sitting at 8-4 right now, it's still been a little up and down. And, I mean, the Chiefs are nowhere. Like, put together a team. They opened the door wide open for you.
It's been the kryptonite. It was like when Peyton Manning couldn't get past Tom Brady, there was the one year where he had the clear path because the Patriots lost, and he went and won the Super Bowl. Like
this was the year, Josh Allen. You had it. Like it's so frustrating.
But all of a sudden, it's the Patriots at the top of the AFC East. 1-877-332-8255. Let us know who you got going to the AFC. Belton Johnson will answer our question coming up.